Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You're listening to The Globalist, first broadcast on the 20th of October 2023 on Monocle Radio. Two Gaza get
a sober assessment.
And this is The Globalist.
More mainstream Republican speaker because
rushed to draft legislation that would allow the chamber to begin functioning again without UA votes in what
realised that this could get out of their control too.
Nick, thank you very much indeed. That's Nick Gowing there. And this is The Globalist. It's 12 minutes past two in Washington, D.C. That's 7:12 here in London. Jim Jordan, the far-right Republican candidate for the role of Speaker in the U.S. House of Representatives, has yet to break out of his own personal Groundhog Day. At one point yesterday, after getting fewer votes in the second ballot than he did in the first, Jordan backed down from his pledge to force a third vote, setting off a burst of activity on Capitol Hill as bipartisan groups of lawmakers rushed to draft legislation that would allow the chamber to begin functioning again without an elected speaker. But then he changed his mind and the cycle begins again. I'm joined by Simon Marks, a Washington-based reporter currently watching events for us from here in London. Simon, what's going on?
Well, chaos is going on, really, Georgina. I mean, we're now into the 16th day without a Speaker of the House of Representatives. And just to underscore, the Speaker of the House of Representatives is not the man or woman who shouts order, order, and decides when people are going to speak and when they're going to be told to sit down and stop barracking one another. The Speaker of the House of Representatives is the third most powerful elected figure in Washington, after the president and the vice president, second in line for the presidency after the vice president. And the speaker gets to decide essentially the legislative agenda. What bills are going to be brought to the floor for debate and passage into legislation? So without a speaker, total standstill exists in terms of legislative activity. And there is no speaker because Republicans are so divided among themselves. As you know, in the last midterm elections, Donald Trump said there would be a landslide Republican victory. That was his prediction. It didn't work out that way. Republicans have only a 4-seat majority in the House of Representatives, and internally they are divided between the far right MAGA, Make America Great Again Republicans who are backing right now Jim Jordan to be Speaker, and more mainstream moderate Republicans, although that doesn't really stand the test of time in terms of that definition, but more mainstream Republicans that have no interest in making Jim Jordan Speaker. So things are at a complete standstill, totally polarised, with no indication of any breakthrough ahead.
Well, and Jordan is now calling for a third vote. If, as Einstein is supposed to have put it, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, then isn't that mad?
Well, there is, of course, precedent for it, because remember Kevin McCarthy, that the Republicans just defenestrated as Speaker of the House of Representatives for the cardinal sin of having reached out across the aisle and working with the Democrats to keep the country's government open, at least temporarily. It took him 15 votes, a record, actually to become Speaker of the House of Representatives back in January. Now, Jim Jordan has announced plans to hold a news conference at 8 o'clock in the morning, Washington time. We don't know what he's going to announce. He might actually be readying himself to bow to the inevitable. But quite how many times he's willing not just to put himself forward for a vote, but to lose ground because he keeps losing support, not gaining the support that he would need to become Speaker. Well, that ultimately is up to Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, to decide.
And of course, the whole debate has become really toxic. There was, even farcical. There was a reference to the gender debate and beer at one point.
Yeah, I mean, also dangerous. I mean, there are some members of the Republican caucus, the moderate Republican group, that say they have received death threats from supporters of Jim Jordan for not backing him. Now, Mr. Jordan has completely disavowed those. We've also seen Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, the original bomb thrower, who essentially orchestrated the outing of Kevin McCarthy 16 days ago, saying that he's not willing to back a proposal that would empower the acting speaker, the speaker pro tempore, who basically has only one role at the moment, which is to conduct the election for the new Speaker of the House of Representatives. There's been an idea floated that you could actually aggrandize his powers temporarily, at least to allow the House of Representatives to get back into business. Matt Gaetz of Florida described that as the Bud Light approach. I'm not interested in Bud Light, he said, a reference there to a popular American beer. And by that, he means Republicans like Mr. Gaetz view themselves as rigid constitutionalists. They adhere to every scintilla of the US Constitution. And the idea that suddenly you can throw the rules out of the window because you're in a pickle and suddenly empower Patrick T. McHenry, the congressman from North Carolina, who is this speaker pro tempore, is completely now opposed by the Trump wing of the Republican Party. And that's why we went through this whiplash yesterday, when at one point it seemed that idea was catching steam, and then suddenly it was completely taken off the table.
I mean, I wonder if the Trump-backed Jordan and his Republican supporters are so used to their reality TV show president that they actually relish the drama.
Well, this is a great example, isn't it, of the way in which Donald Trump, because he was involved behind the scenes in orchestrating the ouster of Kevin McCarthy, is a much better destroyer, along with his Make America Great Again Republicans in Congress, than he is a builder. It's terribly easy to tear things down, as they did with Kevin McCarthy a few days ago. It's much harder, particularly when electoral politics in the House of Representatives actually requires you, even within your own party at times, to forge compromise. It's much harder to do that and actually be constructive. And of course, the Democrats are sitting back and just watching the show. They've put their own proposal forward to make their leader the Speaker of the House. They don't have the votes, of course, to do that. But this is an opportunity for Joe Biden and Democrats across the land to point to the Republicans and say, you see, they're just basically vandals. All they want to do is vandalize the country. They can't even govern themselves internally to coalesce around a Speaker of the House of Representatives. Of course, though, this sends a terrible message to the rest of the world about the difficulties that America is facing in terms of its governability.
And what's at stake here? I mean, as you say, the House has been without a Speaker for 2 weeks. There's a looming government shutdown in November, as well as crises in Ukraine and the Israel-Hamas conflict. What really is at stake, and what's the resolution going to be?
Well, everything is at stake. I mean, President Biden, of course, has just made this speech encouraging Americans to get behind the idea of sending billions of additional dollars in aid to Israel and Ukraine. That is a non-starter if there is no Speaker of the House of Representatives. It might even be a non-starter if there is a Speaker of the House of Representatives. But without one, there's no mechanism for advancing any legislative request on any subject that he makes. You've got this looming government shutdown again in the middle of November. Without some sort of resolution to this, either they activate the idea of empowering the speaker pro tempore temporarily, or they come up with a compromise candidate they can all get behind. Otherwise, we're going to be sitting through this for arguably weeks to come, and the governance of America will be paralysed.
Simon, how can democracy function in this environment? Doesn't there need to be a complete rethink of how this is handled? The system needs to change.
look, it's obviously very difficult, and it is the outcome, it is the inevitable outcome of a close election. I mean, that's what happened in the midterm elections of 2022. It was not any kind of landslide for either party. And so you then, in a particularly close situation with a very narrow majority for one party, you are then entirely reliant on the ability of members of the House of Representatives in this case to come to some kind of agreement, not necessarily within their own party. It can be, as we saw with the government shutdown vote, cross-party, where Democrats and some Republicans came together to keep the government open. But without that spirit of comity, then the wheels of governance grind to a close. And of course, all of America's challenges on the world stage, the Chinese, the Russians, others, are watching this. And when Joe Biden says that democracies, liberal democracies, can win the battle for primacy against autocracies like Russia and China, they look at Joe Biden and say, well, there's no actual evidence on Capitol Hill right now to support that. But barring some sort of an agreement or an unimaginable constitutional change, which simply isn't going to happen, you're relying on the good offices of elected representatives to come to an agreement. And American politics currently doesn't seem to work like that.
Simon Marks, thanks very much indeed. This is The Globalist.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.